All right. So my name is Caleb Shelton. I am a biblical counseling student in the BGU seminary. I grew up in Austria, spent 18 years there, and it's been a huge blessing to me to see all of you out there from so many different countries just praying with us. When I was here a few weeks ago at the noon prayer meeting, it was amazing just coming together in prayer like this. Such a blessing. So I want to thank you all for that. I have the privilege to bring a few thoughts from the Word of God to us today. And I'd like to start with Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40, which says, "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord." I'd like to read that again. "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord." As I'm sure most of you know, we have Bible conference going on here at BJU this week. And the theme is preparing hearts for the harvest. And I feel like if you had the privilege to listen to any of the messages so far this week, I was talking to some of the other hosts, and we all feel like our thunder was stolen a little bit through those sessions. But my burden for us tonight is that we look to ourselves. Let me explain what I mean by that. I don't mean self-centeredness. Growing up on the mission field, the biggest part, and I know this from experience, the biggest part of your ministry is your personal testimony, is your personal walk with the Lord. Praying for souls to be saved and for evangelism and missions to happen is a wonderful thing, and it's commanded. But we are the people the Lord has chosen to work through. We are the called ones. And sometimes I just wonder, are we asking God to change the lives of others to meet our standards, perhaps, without taking the Lord at his own word? Without taking him seriously on a day-to-day basis. And I'd like to share a little bit more about myself to explain what I mean here. Like I said, I grew up in Austria. When I was 19, I came to BJU as a student. And I'm going to be honest, it was a very hard transition for me going to the U.S. One of the biggest things that was difficult for me was the food. Food in the U.S. is a little bit different than Austria. It's less of a tradition and more of a something you make convenient for yourself to get as much of it as you can in the smallest amount of time. And so there were a lot of things that I just struggled with in the U.S. For my first 2 years. But what it caused in me was that I fought against the Lord. I didn't know who I was. I became bitter, and my whole college career was spent thinking I would go back to Austria and that's where I really needed to be. Long story short, the Lord broke me about a year ago and made me realize that I need to be surrendered to go wherever the Lord wants me to go. And that can be here in Greenville, that can be back in Austria, that can be anywhere on the planet. And I guess, to summarize that, what I'm trying to ask us here is, what are we not willing to give up? I was not willing to give up my dream of going back home where I thought everything was better. I was not willing to give that up. What are you not willing to give up? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. This passage was written to a church, and Paul's asking, are you in the faith? Are we in the faith, or are we just casually leaning up against it, or maybe enjoying its shade, but not doing anything to contribute to the work? I'd like to take a brief look at Romans 12, if we could turn there. There's some thoughts here that I think we could really do well to take very seriously. Verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Verse 3, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And I think this is a big pitfall that we fall into. We're the ones praying for missionaries. Maybe we are the missionaries. Are we thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to think? We are dust. Verse 4. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. The point there is, we are part of a body. Are we doing our best to find out what our function is and to fulfill that function? Do you even know you're part of a body? Are you living that way? Verses 9 to 21, we have the heading in my Bible here is the marks of a true Christian. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Are we fervent in spirit in church? Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Now that sounds easy. Be patient in tribulation. Not so easy. But this is what we're called to in our daily lives. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. That was verse 13. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Personally, I'm more tempted to gossip about them and to talk bad about them until the frustration ebbs away. But we're supposed to bless them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Oh, that's easy. Weep with those who weep. Not so easy. Live in harmony with one another. Now, even in church, that can be very hard. Are we doing our best for that? Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Never be wise in your own sight. I'm just going to leave it at that. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I'd like to lead us off in this new hour of prayer with the words from Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12, and Psalms 139, 23 to 24. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts, and see if there is any grievous way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting.